Welcome in. Brenda Optenkamp joining us for an extension update here at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Extension Office here in North Platte. Brenda, good to see you back in the studio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I wish you'd be talking rain rather than just wind.
I know.
We wish we were, too.
I wish that we would have gotten a little bit more yesterday, too. It was nice to get the moisture and definitely grateful for it, but we could use some more.
Oh, could we? We need more. Maybe the spring has just started, so let's let it gear up a little bit, and then maybe those
few days in,
showers will come on.
So, Brenda, as we're talking a little bit about the showers, we're thinking about the gardening, too, as we get into the spring months, and that means that we're going to be canning here awfully soon as well, more
right,
than likely.
Right, and I'm a little ahead, but I wanted to let everybody know that I have organized some hands-on workshops on food preservation, and they're not happening until June time, and there's going to be some here in North Platte, and then we're also going to Imperial and to Grant. And so there'll be two different weeks that we're going to focus on it. In the first week, which is June 7th here in North Platte, you'll have an opportunity to go through the process of boiling water canning to make jelly. And we're going to make grape jelly specifically at the workshop. But, of course, that could be replicated for any of your fruit jellies, that kind of thing. And then also on June 7th, we'll be making tomato salsa. Mm. And that's all using the boiling water canning method. And there again, you know, there's two methods. And so June 7th is strictly on boiling water canning. And then on June 13th is going to be on pressure canning. And so remember, pressure canning is the method that you have to use for those low-acid foods. So if you want to can your carrots or your green beans or any kind of meat, you have to have pressure canning methods. And for that workshop, we'll be canning carrots that day on June 13th. And both of those workshops, you have to enroll in ahead of time. So call and get the link. You go on and you register online. You pay online. $20 a workshop. And we're going to provide all the supplies. And we're going to take you step by step through the process. And then you'll have one can item to take home with you to enjoy or whatever. And hopefully, both workshops are from 4 to 7 in the evening. So those of us that have to work, hopefully you can just leave a little bit early is what we were thinking for those workshops and still get home before it's so dark that you can't find your home, that kind of thing. And we'll be into the summer mode completely in this changing daylight savings and all of that. But so from 4 to 7 on June 7th and June 13th. But there again, as we're saying this, this is a great time to start thinking about home food preservation and what method do you use. And there again, if you don't understand between the two differences, you know, these workshops could be good for you. Go ahead and call me. I would love to talk to you about it. We have a number of printed pieces. We've done a lot of work to the Nebraska Extension website, food.unl.edu. that you can find the whole science behind these two methods. But if you really want some hands-on, step-by-step, then the boiling water canner on June 7th or the pressure canning on June 13th. And there'll be, you know, as we start signing up, we'll have to cut it off at a certain limit because we want to make sure that we can reach everybody's needs and answer all the questions and then have enough canned goods that everybody in the class can take one home. But if I start seeing a need, we could always set another date, those kind of things. Both of these workshops are being held at First Lutheran Church. That church has been really gracious to allow me to use their gas stoves. And so that's the other thing is, you know, the kind of stove that you have really dictates what you can and can't do when you food preserve. And so we'll be doing that on the gas stove, not that I'm advocating only for gas stove. You can use a coil burner stove, you know, more your conventional oven stove to can on. But that's what we'll be doing that day. And with that, they have multiple burners, so we'll get to be able to have more than one canner going. Awesome. That's the real
That cool sounds thing. Really informative. And like $20 is the cost, right?
Yes, $20
you can
each.
A lot
right.
There.
Right. Educational. It's going to be somewhat fun, too.
Well, I would hope so. And, you know, even more than that, you're going to hopefully get to maybe meet somebody from the North Platte area that has some of the same interests in you that you have in gardening and in home preservation and so forth. You know, and as I say gardening, I know I just took advantage, which just occurred to me in the last year, of when asparagus has just been on sale and some of the best prices for asparagus that you purchase at the supermarket. And I've done some pickled asparagus already this year in my boiling water canner. You know, and so thinking about, okay, I don't have to be a gardener. I could still home preserve. And I know there's a number of people in the North Platte area right now that are doing some canning of meat and even ground beef. So why would you want to can it? And as the one lady came in to ask me a couple questions, because she's canned meat for a number of years, and I'm thinking, why didn't we all do this a year ago when the meat prices were better than what they are today?
Yes.
You know, and in a pint jar that you can, if you can it correctly, it's going to be the safest, you know, just as safe as a can of cooked meat at the store or your pound of frozen meat that you get out and thaw and then cook, that kind of thing. So it makes food preparation a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the pressure canning too, Brenda, if memory serves correct, those utensils need to be tested quite often, right?
Good point. Thank you. Woo! I've taught you in your little young age, haven't I? Pressure canning, there's two different kinds of pressure canners. One is a weighted gauge and one is a dial gauge. And if you have the dial gauge, USDA recommends that you get that tested once a year. You know, and what I would tell people is if it's gotten bumped off the shelf or really knocked around or heavy use, then I would for sure try to come into my office and I can test it. And we test it against my gauge that gets checked every year. And just make sure that you're on. And not necessarily does that mean if your gauge isn't reading correctly that you have to buy a whole new gauge or, you know, $25 investment or whatever. It means that you can adjust. And as long as it's not off more than 2 pounds, you can adjust knowing whether you're up or down on your gauge.
Sure. Just a bit more mental work on your part.
Right. It is. And that's why I say I try to write that down because I have to do the mental game as much as anyone. And then I charge $5 for that. And that $5 is how I'm recouping to make sure that my standard testing gauge can get mailed in each year to Presto and get tested.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Now, Brenda, folks want to learn more and potentially sign up for either one of these courses. How can they do so?
I'll be getting more promotional materials out, but the website to sign up is go.unl.edu/WC Canning, standing for West Central Canning, because I'm going to have coworkers that are going to do comparable hands-on workshops all across Nebraska.
Awesome.
But just call your extension office here in North Platte, which our number is 532-2683. And there again, if you have questions, call me. If you want to learn more things and you want some tried and true science-based materials, I would guide you to our Nebraska Extension website, food.unl.edu. Yeah, and start thinking, you know, and you can always come in and talk to David Lott. Is a great horticulture resource that we have right here.
Have him in the community.
It is wonderful, yeah. Yep. And he can even talk to you varieties and which one's better than others and those kind of things, which I I'm a learn-by-doer kind of person. So I have trial and erred and corrected what I do in my garden, but I have a lot of fun home preserving as well, and so I've learned a lot, but I really appreciate guiding people. You know, the other thing I said was lots of home preserving online and a lot of social media and all kinds of websites that you can go to, but really start questioning, is that a replicable resource? Mm-hmm. And even as people make comments back and forth, I think it's a great way to learn, but always question what's written or what's said.
Yeah.
And go back to the science of it, and that's where my questions and my answers to you are going to go back to that science.
And there's always the trusty resource, too, with the University of Nebraska and the Extension office here. So you can always find up-to-date and accurate, trustworthy information.
Right, right. And there's other ones there, but that's why I say the food.unl.edu. I know it's a trusted source. Mm-hmm. We're not putting anything up there that's not science and research-based. It's all been tested. And that's the whole thing between low-acid and high-acid foods, or acidity and low-acid foods really would be the wording. You have to use which method, you know, the correct method, and that's been tested, and you never kill pathogens or the spores that are present, which would be like the bacteria, but you reduce them to safe levels.
Brenda, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's it. Just call me. These are coming up in June, but then that way we can start planting some carrots or green beans, or what do we want to preserve or try pickling, you know? The other thing is, I know I just had a news release went out on eggs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot on social media of how you can preserve eggs for 6 months or whatever. Oh. If you want that information, please call me. Go to our local website. You know, plus the news, I know my news release has made the... There's a lot of bad news I have to tell you. You can't do that with fresh farm eggs.
Yeah.
You have to either pickle them, you can freeze them, and I've tried all different ways, and I would encourage you to try freezing them versus some of the other methods that we're hearing of.
If you need help eating them, George, you and I'd be more than happy, right?
Yeah, I think we can handle that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. If you've got some eggs that are about to expire, just whip
my husband has perfected the pickled egg thing in our house.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. He's been pickling we've been fortunate enough to have chickens and have 300 ways to eggs. Yeah, and he loves the pickled eggs. And to be right honest, I've not eaten one at my house.
You have to try that.
But when I have him to taste everything, why do I need to eat it?
Brenda, always good to see you in the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Have a good one.